This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Skank Skanks Podcast. Hi.
I'm Alex. She's Hannah.
Man, we almost didn't laugh through it, but
oh well.
It's part of our charm. I just hit my vape. Bad idea. The good weed one. Yeah.
I'm sober this time.
I almost made it. I hadn't done it. It was the first one.
Yeah, I almost grabbed my pen, but I was like, nah, I'll wait until after the podcast.
You're so smart. I want to be like you when I grow up.
An alcoholic? Okay.
I'm on my way. I've been heavily drinking. Because my kid's not here on the weekends now. So I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, you don't drink with your while you're making dinner for your children? And then like all night with them? Oh, okay. With them.
Hey, baby.
No, I'm not my parents.
Oh, my God. I don't remember the first time I tried beer. Currently. I may have remembered, but I don't currently.
I think I remember the first time I tried beer, and I was probably like 5. Because, or I guess wine coolers are like flavored beer. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was informed when I was little that my parents used to let us, my sister and me, share a wine cooler when I was like 2.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Your parents suck. Or rule. I don't know.
No, they suck.
I remember in like 6th grade drinking, like trying a beer. Not a fan. It was like a Coors. A Coors. Yucky. And then but like 7th grade, I was getting hotel rooms and getting fucking trashed on Smirnoff ices.
Yeah, the first beer I tried was, I think it was a Budweiser, like just a regular Budweiser. And my dad was drinking one and I was like, what is that? And he said it was beer. And I was like, can I try it? And he was like, sure. And it was the one time that like, I tried a little teensy, like, I think he put some in, like, it was a bottle or whatever. I think he put some in a cap and handed it to her, something like that. And I was, yeah.
Pointy sharp.
Just your first, maybe it wasn't that. I don't know. I had, like, the tiniest little sip, and I was like, that's disgusting. And then I spent a large part of my life thinking beer was disgusting, because the only one I ever tried was Budweiser.
I don't love beer, but... Oh.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
I've just been killing fucking Tito's. It's a problem.
That's easy to do.
Yeah. Do you remember whenever I was in Texas recently? Mm-hmm. And because I just buy like the, I don't even know sizes of bottles. It wasn't a, you know, there was no handle on it. It's just
it like, wasn't a handle. It was a fifth.
Okay.
Regular size.
That's what, like, whenever I get it, that's what I get, because it's just me, and I'm like, you know. And I took a nap when I arrived, and you were like, I'm gonna run to the liquor store while you're napping. Mm-hmm. And you bought back a fucking handle of Tito's, and I about creamed my jeans. I was like, what?
It's only like a couple dollars more too. What? That's why you buy those, because you know you're gonna eventually drink that much anyway.
Here's the thing, I don't buy it. it's the way my dad buys things is he like has a whole room. It's just him in his house, and it's a 4-bedroom, pretty decent sized house. And one of the rooms, he just calls it the Corona room, because he like stocked up when COVID first started. And it's literally just like
a grocery store. And he stocked up on Corona, like the beer. So the picture in my head.
No. But he also, his other job, like his actual job, I don't know why I said other job,
his
actual job.
His job isn't storing groceries in his house.
I call it the Bob Mart. I have an actual shopping baskets and everything that I like. Anyway, it's a whole thing. But it's like stocked. And he also does a lot of work for a local chain liquor store here. And so one burnt down a couple years ago, and because it was in the fire, it was all unable to be sold. And so he just has a ridiculous amount of alcohol. And I'm always just like, so there's a mini mart upstairs and then just a fucking liquor store.
Yeah, he couldn't be my dad. He would not have a lot of liquor left.
And it's a lot of like whiskeys and I'm always after the Tito's, and I'm always like, do you have any more of that tequila that I liked? I don't know what it's called, but the label looks like.
Oh, your dad's Corona room reminded me of when I first moved in with my husband.
Oh,
I'm excited. I was 19, so he was 22, and he was a bachelor, and living alone in a 3-bedroom house that he owned. And there was one of the rooms just had chairs in it, like an abundance of chairs.
This is the sitting room.
There was like an extra recliner, but it wasn't even that. It's just he had too many chairs. So he's like, I'll just put them in this bedroom.
One of the rooms. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
There was a stack of like outside chairs. There's like a an old recliner.
And, all different kinds of chairs.
Dining room table chairs. I was like, what the fuck? And his friend and I made fun of him all the time for his chair room.
Did he have like chairs out in like the living room, and he had enough chairs in the kitchen and everything? Because he lives alone, so how many chairs do you really need out in the world?
Because for some reason he had like two really old, like bought them at a garage sale, dining room sets. Mm-hmm. So we had like the smaller table was in the kitchen with a certain type of chair. Mm-hmm. And then the bigger table he had in the living room where he put his giant TV, like the old tube.
Oh my god, you're so dumb.
All the chairs from that table were in the chair room.
You don't need to sit that close to the television.
I came in there and I was like, okay, we need a TV stand.
The chairs gotta go.
The tiny dining table and those chairs, let's get rid of those. Those are hideous. Let's take the big table, put it in the dining room, get those chairs out of the chair room. I was like,
boom, there's some of the chair room gone already.
And then I'm like, we could probably use some curtains or blinds, maybe. And on a couple of windows, he had sheets nailed.
How about a sheet, a flat sheet, staple gun to the fucking wall? Not even, Alex, not even just at the top. It was all the way around.
And it was all wrinkly too,
of course. But one of the other rooms in my dad's house, because he has his bedroom, the Corona room, And of course, the biggest, the largest of all four rooms, with the one that should have been his bedroom, you would assume. Just probably, I think, 4 or 5 twin size mattresses in the floor.
In the floor?
For the dogs. It's the dog's bedroom.
That's cute. And,
but wait, so they're all Great Pyrenees. Two of them are like Great Pyrenees mixed with whatever. So just big motherfuckers. So a twin size mattress is fine. I took an old toddler mattress over there because I was like, do any of the dogs want this? They're all too big. He burned it. He was like, my dogs are not going to fit on those, that toddler bed. But anyways, so the two male dogs, they fight a lot and like to the death. And my dad's an old guy. He used to be a badass, but he can't fucking stop them going at it easily anymore. And so Casper, the oldest dog of them all, he, this last time, Kane, the one I post a lot because he's my pal, fucked his shit up, cut his goddamn throat open, and it like separated his skin from his fur, and so he was like all blown up. Anyways, so it was a bloody mess. So and he was just like quarantined in that room for a while healing, and so the mattresses now are covered in blood.
Oh my god. And they're still there.
Yes,
just all bloody,
just bloody. And so like you walk into this room, well, the door is just always open, so you just walk down the hallway and it's just a, looks like a fucking sex dungeon, a bloody rape dungeon in there. Just mattresses all over the floor and blood.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that does look like a rape dungeon.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Are you sure it's really for the dogs?
No. No, I'm not.
I barely know that man.
I've never been raped in that dungeon. Not that particular one.
That's good.
It was always consensual with he and I.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. And then the other bedroom is just like, there's like a keyboard, a guitar, and then just shit, not like poop, but just things. Boxes of things, Heather's thing, oops, my sister's things, my things, whatever. And it's, yeah, dudes are a lot. Shout out, I almost said shout out not having a dude in the house, but
I'll tell you, when there was a snake in my garage, I kind of wished there was a dude in my house.
It took me 13 hours to kill a wasp in my bathroom.
I didn't even want to kill the snake. I was trying to get it to go out.
Yeah.
And it went the wrong way. And then I lost track of it. I had no idea where it went. And so I cried on my driveway for about half an hour. Not about the snake, but about the fact that I am realizing that I actually am as useless as he thinks I am.
Only with snakes. That's a man's job. I don't want equal rights when there's a snake involved.
Well, I got a good look at it and I was like, I don't think this is venomous.
Yeah.
If it is, it's a baby anyway. So it's like, it wasn't that big, you know? Like, if it bites me, it bites me, you know? But I got a broom and I was just like, out of here, and I was trying to like get it to go to the open garage door, and it started to, and then it went the other way, and I don't know where it went.
Ew.
I saw it just go really fast and then I lost it.
Ugh.
I still don't know where it went.
I don't like it. No,
I've calmed down about it now. I'm like, whatever. Whenever, and I was talking to him, I'm like, I should have gotten oven mitts and just tried to grab it.
Yeah,
because then if it bit into like the oven mitt, maybe that would give me like a second to grab it with my other hand or something.
Yeah,
so now I think that's my future plan if that happens again.
God, I don't like it. I get it, but I don't like it. Ugh. Oh my gosh, when I think I told you this when we were talking about it, not on here, but when I was a kid, there was a fucking snake in the rafters. Is that what they're called? Of my garage. And it just lived there. And it was a big ass snake. Like, you would just be standing in the garage and it would just like hit you with its tail from up above.
What the hell?
And I was a kid, so it was like, it had to be hanging low to hit me.
What the hell?
It was a big boy. My dad was like, I'm not fucking with it. And it just lived up there.
He didn't even just hire someone to get rid of it?
No. It wasn't bothering anybody. It kept the mice out of the garage.
I was just like standing in my garage. I texted my husband, there's a snake in the garage. And that's all I sent because I knew he was asleep, or I figured he was asleep. And I was like, I don't think he's going to respond to this and tell me what to do about it. And then I was like, do I call animal control? Do I call a pest control company? Like, what do I do? And I'm like, I don't know how much that costs to have a snake removed from your home. I'm not going to waste money on that when it's not a venomous thing. It's not in the house.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, did I just start taking everything out of the garage until I find it? That's ridiculous. I can't too, because there's like hundreds of pounds of weight.
Well, those, it's probably in the fucking hole of those.
I did look around in there and I didn't see it. And then when he finally woke up, he was like, it probably went under the fridge for warmth. But I don't think it could fit under the fridge. It's so low to the ground. I'm like, it probably went into the back where like the water line comes out, because it's right down at the bottom.
Ew. It'll go out eventually, or it'll live there forever.
It might have already left, because I did leave the door open like a little bit. And I tried one of those like the ultrasonic rodent things. Mm-hmm. And put that in there just in case it would bother a snake. I don't know. Like, can't hurt to try, unless it's like attracting more snakes somehow.
You just open the garage door, there's just
jillions of everywhere.
Ew, I hate it. I would just set it on fire. ugh, don't like that.
Yeah, I had to research a bunch of snakes. I was just like, and then he was like, your search history must be hilarious right now. And I'm like, it is, because I was Googling like San Antonio brown snake that hits its tail on the ground, like trying to figure out what kind of snake it was. Because it was like, I hit it with the broom because it was under something and I couldn't see it. So it was like, I just shoved a broom under it to like get it to go out, and it did. And then I was trying, and then it was just in between stuff again where I couldn't like grab it. Stuff was in the way. So I just like knocked at it with the broom again. I swear to God, it tried to bite the end of the broom, and then it started like shaking its tail and hitting it on things. Yeah. And I was like confused, because like, that's not a rattlesnake. I know that.
Maybe he lost his rattle.
It's not the right color or anything.
Yeah. But
whatever. I talked to a strange man at Lowe's who I didn't know. I was like, this dude looks like an old Texas man. He probably knows what to do about a snake in the garage. And I asked him, and he like pulled his phone out of his pocket and just opened it, and he's like, called someone named Jason. I was watching his phone. He just like, Jason called it, and he's like, he does this for a living, and he has it on speakerphone. He goes, Jason, I got a lady here with a snake in her garage. And the guy was like, she can just get a shovel and get it out. And I'm like, I tried.
It's hiding from me, Jason.
Everything he said was just what I had already done. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
So you could be a snakeologist if you wanted, because you did everything that he did.
Yeah. I can control your snakes for you.
Oh, we know it.
Take care of all your snake problems.
Hello, guys. Please give Alex all of your snake related problems.
Oh. I'll handle it. I'll manhandle it.
Oh, we mind melted.
Aww. Yes. I was like, I'm gonna make note of the time this time.
Fuck.
Because we haven't said a word about Legion of Skanks.
Fuck it. Shout out Legion of Skanks.
Oh, my grandpa died today.
Yeah. Rest in hell, your grandpa. I'm not being mean, guys. He sucked.
Oh my gosh. And I feel bad because I said something about it on my Instagram story and all these people are like, I'm so sorry, with like little teardrop face, sad faces. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm not sorry.
I know. Whenever you told me, I was like, is he evil? I'm sorry. It sucks. But I mean, also
evil. I'm not like, yay. Well, I was for like a split second. I was like, finally. He was 97.
Whenever my grandpa died, I was like, not like finally, but like finally, he's struggling, you know. He was, yeah, a very nice man, but he was struggling. I was like, okay, well, it's actually real this time, because do you know how many times he's on his way, like this is the end, how many times I heard that in the last 5 years.
I think I was sadder when your grandpa died than when mine did.
Aww.
At first, for a split second, I was like, finally, and then not for yours, for mine.
I was like, damn, what did you do?
And then I thought about it and I was like, because it was my sister, like I had missed calls and from her and stuff, and it was like, and then I noticed there was a text message, so I read that and it was like, hey, just want to let you know grandpa died today. And blah blah blah, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, wait, maybe she's sad about it.
Oh, was she?
I don't know. I said, are you okay? And she said, I don't remember.
What's rat at? Rat at? What's rat at your sister right now?
I'm fine. He apologized to me just over a week ago. It's a sad story. I'll tell you another day. Dad is a mess, though. I also don't give a fuck about my dad.
Yeah, fuck your
so,
dad.
I don't know. But if she's sad, then I feel bad about that.
Yeah, it sucks she's sad if she's sad.
Yeah.
Anything else happen besides your grandpa dying?
No. No. I got a snake in my garage. My grandpa died. One of my kids was throwing a tomato all around the house today. I don't know. It was a weird evening.
I don't have anything cool. I painted my nails a new color today.
Ooh.
It's an OPI Xbox collab. It's not as bright as it looks on here. It's more like a peachy orange. And I bought a matte coat to put on it.
Oh, I don't like matte.
I like it. It's not streaky like matte top coats normally are.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I've never used like a top coat that was matte. Just, yeah. I got a nail polish one time and I didn't realize that it was matte, even though it said matte in all caps all over it. And then it dried. I was like, what the fuck is this?
I like it. All my sisters are still alive. I mean, not all of them, but like the ones that didn't fucking kill themselves. The real motherfuckers. Oh my gosh, you want to have something sad as fuck? I had a thing today, so I took my kid to my mom's and dropped him off, and he always goes there on Tuesdays anyways, but this little motherfucker just got out of the car and just walked inside, didn't even say bye to me. I was like, hello? And it broke my soul. It was so sad.
last night, one of my daughters like came and told me that she finished brushing her teeth and it was past her bedtime. So I was like, oh, good. And then she just walked away and started going to bed. I was like, are you gonna say good night to me and give me a hug? What the hell?
Do you even love me?
She's like, oh, sorry.
I like rolled my window down. I was like, bye. And he's like in the garage and he goes, bye, mom. And like walked inside. I was like, God,
rude. But that's good.
Yeah, but he left me. I'm not okay to be alone. I can't handle it.
Well, you gotta get used to it.
A couple weekends ago, I was on the phone for 13 hours. I think it was like 14 hours because it was before and after the wasp. For 14 hours straight.
I know. That's why I can never get a hold of you.
Oh my gosh. On the it's a lot. I'm a fan. But
but from now on, I hope you know from now on, if I want a quick response to from you, I'm going to call you.
I'm going to panic every time. Who is Al? Because Alex's name in my phone, did we say this already?
No.
Is Al, and I don't call her that.
You really don't. I don't understand.
I don't know why. But it's Al and then two gay ass emojis, like lesbians. Like not just gay, but like gay. And she called me and I was on the phone and I was like, first I panicked because I'm like, who's Al from California?
Oh yeah, I still have a California number.
And then I was like, the only person I know that would be calling me from California is you. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, she's dead. The only explanation is, for whatever reason, her husband or her children are calling to tell me she is dead. Because how else am I gonna know?
They don't know how to get into my phone. That's why I was like, you need to know my sister's Instagram or something. Because
I know her. Oh, trust me, I know. I know everything. But yeah, I panicked and I was so scared and it was just a cleaning emergency.
I just knew what you were doing and I knew you weren't reading my messages because there were like three messages that were not seen for like hours. I was like, you know what? I'm calling her.
And it worked.
Once it started ringing, I was like bringing the phone up to my ear. I was like, fuck, she's going to think I'm dead, even though that makes no sense.
What else? The only people that call me are my mom, my grandma, and my other friend. You don't call me.
Well, I'm going to now.
I mean, it's fine. Call me whenever you want.
If I want a quick response, I'll call you. If I don't care how long it takes you to respond, I'll DM you.
Honestly, a DM is better than an like actual text message too. I can't, the only person that I like text is my son's father.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know if my like, I don't know, but I'll see a DM before I see a text message. What a call. Holy fucking balls of
dick. I knew it would get your attention.
Boy,
I needed to know how to clean that shit.
Oh my God. Today, speaking of being scared, my mom, who doesn't text me, if she like texts me, it's usually a DM on Messenger, like Facebook. And she regular texted me today and was like, are you home? And I said, yes, just got here. And she said, going to call you in a few minutes. And I said, is everything okay? Because why wouldn't she just call me right then?
And or then why wouldn't she just wait a few minutes and call?
Yeah. But then she was like, I was like, is everything okay? With like 9,000 question marks. And then she said, yeah, I just want to finish the end of my movie. Bitch didn't call me, so I got off the phone to call. I was like, okay, well, my mom's about to call, so whatever. And this bitch didn't call me for like an hour. And I was like, hello? Are you sure everything is okay? And then she finally called me and she was like, she goes, I was like, what the fuck? How did you just start the movie? And she was like, oh no, I ran to Dairy Queen. But-
Mom, you dumb fat bitch.
Hello? I was worried sick. Jesus fucking Christ. You people.
Oh my God. At least I didn't text you like, I need to call you in a few minutes, and then left you waiting for an hour.
Recently, somebody said to me, we need to talk. And I'm like, I was already like spiraling. And then they were like, we need to talk. And they meant it like, we need to talk. Like, let's video chat. But like, they said, we need to talk. And I'm like, I can't handle this.
You're like, no.
Never again.
No. We're not talking and you're my boyfriend forever.
You don't get a say. You are mine now. I ended so many things. Mine.
Even if it's just in your head for the rest of your life, you two are exactly. Together. I can see you just staring at yourself on your phone, just pretending you're talking to him.
I told you my theory about you and that person, because I think I'm actually possibly in a coma currently, and I made you guys up in my head.
No.
Skankfest didn't exist. You didn't exist. Fucking everything I know didn't exist. I'm dying.
Oh my God. When I was a kid, I got it in my head that I might just be I might be someone that was made up inside of someone else's dream or something. And it freaked me out.
That's happening right now. This is a dream.
It's not.
Everyone that makes me happy is not real. I'm probably in a coma from a fucking suicide attempt, and now I'm thinking of things that are gonna make me happy.
None of your sisters died. It was just you who tried to kill yourself.
Twice.
Oh no.
And I don't remember what I was going to say now.
I've also been like, what if none of this is real and I'm like in an insane asylum right now?
I have thought often. Maybe we do need therapy.
I think we need a psychiatrist. I think we need meds.
Hey guys, do you guys think about stuff like this?
Please tell me that's normal.
I'm kicking my feet all cute like. Do you guys think about this kind of stuff? Oh no.
Oh God. Probably should talk about Legion of Skanks at some point.
So how about Jason Ellis's dick?
Oh yeah, it fought a kangaroo.
It wasn't a dingo that ate the baby. It was Jason Ellis's dick.
It was Ellis's dingo. That's what he should call it. He should call it his dingo.
I bet he has. I mean, he hasn't. That was a completely original thought you had.
I'm so confused. Do you know something that I don't know?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never. Actually, no thing.
Yes, you do. Everything. You helped me with my cleaning emergency.
Yeah. I know how to clean up some art supplies. And bloodies. Bloodies? I was going to say blood or bodies, so.
Bloodies. Sorry. Oh, they showed his dick.
Yeah. And Lewis said it was his hard.
It's funny to me, and I feel bad kind of, because I wasn't very impressed by Jason's dick. But I think it's because I took one glance at it and I was like, that probably doesn't grow very much.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah? Okay. Like, relax, everybody. That's how I feel about any dick that just hangs like that. It probably doesn't really get in any bigger.
No, it just gets stiffer.
Yeah. So it's okay, Lewis.
It's gonna be all right, Jason.
You're fine.
It's fine. Your dick is fine, I'm sure.
Hannah knows.
I know everything.
Speaking of Lewis's dick.
Yes.
Relax, whoa. Lights. Whoa.
What is it?
I just did something. to my notes. Apparently it has hurt women.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a big dick to do that. But yeah.
It doesn't. Trust and me. Alex mentioned like how at some points in your cycle your cervix is lower, which is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's just because I'm tiny or because I have freaky long fingers or what, but like, I don't think there's really, because I have noticed that, but I don't think there's ever a point. I mean, I don't check it daily, but.
Well, here's your next task from tonight forward until next Tuesday.
Aside from when I was pregnant, I don't think there was ever a point where I couldn't just feel my cervix.
I don't know that. I don't know.
I actually did used to check it for a reason.
You good?
Yeah. When I was trying to or not to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
It's one way to track what's going on.
By the way, your husband was just thinking ahead. He knew you guys were going to have 500 children, so you needed chairs.
They all sucked. They all disappeared.
Good. Fucking ugly chair.
They were ugly and disgusting. Why? Why do you have old, dirty, weird chairs in one room?
I have a chair right over there. It's like an orange plastic, like, school chair. I'm not sure where it came from.
Like, with the metal legs?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly, sweet.
Like that.
I almost bought little desks and those little chairs.
But it's like, it's almost like a teacher one because it's a little tall. It's not like super low.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Or like an older kid.
I was going to say the big kids.
Because
like in elementary school, they had the little ones for like kindergarten to third grade. And then when you got to fourth and fifth grade, you got the big chairs.
Fourth grade, we just had like the desk that was like desk and chair.
I never had that once.
Really?
Yeah, we had desks and chairs, or we had tables and chairs. We never had a desk chair or a chair desk.
Did you ever have a chest?
Never once in my life, Hannah. You bitch.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. Oh, I did when I was pregnant, and then when I was breastfeeding, they were bigger than yours.
I think I got boobs just randomly. One day I just woke up and had fat ass tits.
It happened to me too, honestly.
My sophomore year, I think.
Oh, I was in like seventh grade.
No, I was flat chested as fuck.
I was in seventh grade, I think. I woke up one day with double D's. I was like, Still trying to squeeze them into a B cup. It was awful. They hurt and they're, you know, there was just like that lump outside of the bra.
Yes.
I think my grandma was like, I think you need bigger bras.
I need smaller titties, grandma.
Yeah. But I was kind of chunky too. And then I lost weight and they went down.
I just one day I just woke up and I remember this boy Derek we were walking in the hallway and he was just like, when did you get those? And I was like, what? And he was like, your boobs. And that's whenever I was like, oh shit, I got some titties on me.
No one ever noticed my boobs in school. Or they didn't say anything. But I did stop going to public school after eighth grade. So maybe they were just too young.
Yeah, this was like my sophomore year.
I also used to slouch a lot and like, I was like trying to hide them.
I wore hoodies a lot. I'm a hoodie ass bitch.
Yeah, I have a bad back now because I got boobs too young. And then they disappeared.
Wow, it's like magic. I didn't know you were a magician. So Lewis's dick hurts people.
Yeah. Allegedly.
His dick is also a rapist. Guess what, guys?
I don't know. I guess that was it about Lewis's dick.
What else happened? I didn't take notes for this episode.
A long time ago, Jay made Lewis move closer to him.
Yeah, just to hang out with Dave.
Yeah, and then Jay dumped him for Dave. So Lewis just had to get jacked.
They were talking about how in the old, I almost said the old Patreon episodes, but they were our Patreon episodes. where they were talking about how they were still just mad at each other. It was still in the Lewis being a baby about his friends abandoning him.
Then also because Lewis and Dave fought because of the apartment that Lewis wasn't supposed to be living in, and then he locked himself out, so he called a locksmith and he got Dave in trouble, and then he had to go live in the water under the bridge getting more jacked.
Maybe Lewis needs to stop being friends with them and he'll get jacked again.
Oh yeah.
There you go, Lewis. Fuck your friends. And then don't be friends with them anymore. And get jacked.
He is jacked. Excuse you.
Get jacked-er.
Yeah. I'll jack ya. I meant I could, you know, motivate you, help you train.
Oh, I thought you meant jack them off.
I would never do such a thing.
Never you.
What am I, a whore?
No.
Excuse me, come in my throat.
Speaking of Jay being a asshole, he already doesn't love his dog. Jason.
No, he loves the dog. He doesn't love having it. Understand.
This is why I will never probably have another puppy in my life. I would adopt like a senior dog or like a whatever, but no, I don't want a fucking puppy. No, thank you.
Yeah, puppies shit everywhere and they shit so much.
Puppy breath, hate it. It's awful. What's going on over there, ghosty?
Okay.
Okay.
Those are the two dark. Not two settings, but that's the lowest setting, and the other one was the next higher one. It's okay.
But yeah, puppies fucking suck.
Yeah.
Cute.
Fuck them.
Other people's puppies are cool.
That's how I feel about all dogs. Yeah. They're cute to look at. I don't want one in my house. I hate it.
I like dogs, but no, thank you. I don't want to be even more responsible.
I already have four kids.
I have three animals and a kid.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I'm not calling them my kids. Not to Alex.
because they aren't.
Jeff is my firstborn. You shut your mouth.
You did not birth him.
I didn't say I birthed him. He's just my firstborn.
He's not a human. Does he talk?
No, but Max does.
I was gonna say, does he talk like the dog in the video that they watched?
No.
The video of the abusive dad?
Oh yeah, the gay dog. I was just listening to this. But the gay dog, I actually saw on like a drama channel that I watched, I saw them talking about this gay dog and the family that were like, well, we'll take him because they're gay.
How is the dog gay?
Aren't all dogs gay?
I guess. There was the one with the sausage.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think all dogs are gay.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a rough video, but... And I did take a break in the middle of it. It was mostly to make dinner, but it was also because, okay, maybe I'll take a break for a second. It was just... Because it was a little bit, you know, bringing back memories, but when the guy was like in her face, like, you're gonna fight me, you can't win, I was like, oh.
Yes. Oh. Dad.
Dad.
Is that you, Dad?
I knew you had a secret other family.
Same.
Oh.
What was after the fucking abuse video?
That was the last thing, pretty much. I mean, they started not arguing, but talking about whether or not this man could be redeemed or whether there was any redemption for him. I don't know. Like, who cares?
Yeah. I don't
give a fuck if that man ever
is redeemed.
Yeah. I'm with Dave on it. I would not be, it wouldn't bother me if someone just shot him in the head. Like, okay.
You get what you get.
The other option is you just exit their lives forever and then they will die alone.
When they're 97.
My dad's probably not got that much longer in him.
Yikes.
And I will be just as sad when he dies as I was when my grandpa died today.
Oh my god, when my dad dies, I'm gonna be a wreck.
I probably will be too when your dad dies.
My dad's really cool.
And Lewis should get a medal for being alive and out of prison. Because of how abusive his mom was. And I'm just going to jump onto that and pat myself on the back too.
I'll reward you guys your medals at Stankfest.
Thank you. If you actually made us medals.
I might.
You have to give one of us first place and one of us second place.
I'll decide whose childhood was worse.
Yeah. I think we know.
Did Lewis's dad break his collarbone by raping him?
Well, that's an exaggeration. One of my parents wasn't stabbed to death, or neither of them were. You know what I mean?
And how unfortunate for you.
I wonder what my life would be like if my dad were stabbed to death when I was four. I wonder.
Lucky. Look at what he could have become. He could have become a much worse person if his father stayed in his life.
Yeah, but the
Not
other
that he
one
was going to, but
my other one wasn't a heroin addict hooker.
True. But who was worse, your dad or your mom?
My dad or my mom?
Yeah.
Who was worse?
I know it's honestly, that's scales. A hard
what?
So I know it's like two different scales. They both were worse in their own ways.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard question to answer.
Okay, well, just kidding. Prank you.
The one who had my back when he found out that I was molested, or the one who called me a lying bitch when they found out that I was molested? The one who held me down to be beaten by the other one when I was defending her to him.
Or the one beating you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let us know in the comments, guys. Which sounds worse?
The one who sat back and let it all happen and then tried to claim she had no idea it was happening, even though you remember her holding you down for it. Yeah, I got mommy and daddy issues.
Oh, goodness. So, how about those sleepless kids?
Oh, yeah, the live one. Matt and Shane were there, but they were late.
Yeah, they had to make an entrance, of course.
Yeah. Too cool.
Of course. Also, though, rest in peace, Sport. He's probably dead by now.
I thought you said the recipe is Sport. Can you not cook him? That's kind of rude. Plus, he's old. It's not going to taste good.
Have you ever had old dog?
No, but I know that the older a chicken is, the tougher the meat.
I don't know. Let's try it. We'll feast on Sport. We're going to eat your dead dog, Gomez.
He's not dead yet, but we'll take care of it for you, and then we're gonna eat him.
We're gonna eat him alive.
We will save you a vet bill, though.
True. Too bad I don't have my old teeth for this.
And you won't have to dig a hole. I almost said shovel a dig. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I said we'll be your holes.
Aw. No, we won't.
You can't do anything right on this podcast. I'm too nice. I'm too mean. What do you want from me?
I just want to do that to you.
I'm a fan. Where the fuck are Shane and Matt? Ew, it sounds weird to say their name backwards like that.
It does, but it should be Shane and Matt. I'm sorry, Matt, but it should be Shane and Matt.
But Matt and Shane just sounds better. But does it only sound better because that's what we know it as?
That's what we're used to.
Let's change it. Shane and Matt's secret podcast.
SMSP.
It sounds like a disease or like a condition.
Do you know how often I type SSP and people go, you mean MSSP? I'm like,
no.
No, bitch. Boy. I do not.
No, little boy. Little baby boy.
You know who did show up?
Who showed up?
Lewis. For Jay.
You know who didn't show up for Jay? Bitch ass Dave.
David. I didn't really understand why people were surprised or upset that Dave didn't show up, because I wasn't expecting him to.
Even if he said, I will be there every single time, which he did not.
He didn't.
But even if he did, I still would have assumed he wasn't going.
For some reason, people thought that he, that was a bit, like him acting like he wasn't going to show up was a bit, and then he would show up.
No. I would have been surprised if he did show up, but I
would have been shocked.
Floored, even. But, and Dave, I mean, Jay was actually, big sad about Dave not showing up. Because did you listen to the bonfire?
No, I didn't. But, just real quick, Jay was, they were just talking about, and maybe it was the Zoom episode from the previous week, but they were just talking about how Jay, oh, it was when they were doing the intervention, and they were talking about how much Jay loves when his friends show up for him and like how much that means to him. Just 2 weeks ago.
What the fuck, Dave?
But apparently a lot of fans are like being really shitty to or about Jay right now.
I have looked at Reddit today and it's not nice.
I don't look at Reddit ever. And I asked you to stop sending me links to it because it just upsets me.
I haven't sent
you. You haven't. Links. You've been great. You haven't done it. So proud of you. I just saw Lewis tweet something about it and I was like, what the heck is going on? I didn't even know.
What happened? I don't know.
He said something about fair weather fans being like shitty to Jay.
What's fair weather fans?
Oh, like,
is that another podcast I don't know about?
No. Fair weather is a term and it means like a fair weather fan of like a football team is only like a fan of them when they're doing well.
Oh, okay.
And then when they're losing, they're like, oh, fuck them.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Ow.
Oh, I really didn't know that. But yeah, people are being very fucking mean to Jay. Cool it, guys.
And I didn't listen to Bonfire, so I don't know how bad that was, but they're talking about, someone said, I was like, well, last night's episode of Legion of Skinks was hilarious, so I don't know what you're complaining about. And someone replied to me and said, yeah, it was funny. No thanks to Jay. He's like, sad. Fuck you. It doesn't, he was joking right along with everybody actually, and he was laughing because I had to watch it again after that, and I'm like, I'm gonna pay attention and see if you're right. No, you're wrong. He has the right to be upset. Everyone does. He wasn't
like sulking.
Even if he was like forcing himself to, he was smiling, he was laughing, he was joking along with everyone.
He was still a part of the show. He wasn't just sitting over there quietly.
Yeah.
Be nice to Jay, you guys. What the fuck?
Yeah, who would ever say mean things about Jay?
Dickhead.
Not me. A couple months ago. Aww. I still feel so bad. I was really mean to Shane one time. I've been mean to Lewis. I've been mean to you.
Me too. It's okay. I also have been mean to all of those people. You, me, them.
But I know that you don't really mean it.
What?
When you're mean. Oh,
my meanness?
No. On here.
No, I keep all my real meanness in the DMs.
Yeah.
Where it's only you. And the feds.
I enjoyed the faggots chant when Matt and Shane finally did come on. Shane and Matt, sorry.
Yes.
And they had the champagne.
And they wedding drank it.
My note says Matt and Shane got married and Matt spilled on the dabs.
He did it on purpose.
That's rude.
Wasteful, but they're so rich. They don't care.
Oh, yeah. You can keep the money. That was rude. I thought it was.
Did Shane say that?
Yeah.
Shane. You bitch.
Even when I first started talking about it, and Dave said, as a first time listener of the Bonfire, and Jay laughed at it.
Yes.
I wrote down evidence.
We came with facts, big fat facts. I think you could obviously tell Jay was sad, but also Shane was doing what Shane does and kept bringing it up, which whatever, but it was making me laugh kind of though whenever Lewis was like, Shane, you have to stop.
I was enjoying people like switching sides and honestly it reminded me of us in Houston at the restaurant where we're like, oh, this is the cool side. And then we just kept, it was different diagonals and like, no, this side, no, this side. We just kept switching. And aww. Lots of fist bumps.
So many fist bumps. We were gentlemen. We were such gentlemen.
Oh. That was the best.
We took turns being, I'll cry right now. I want to go back. See, this is not real life.
I'm pissed that it isn't every weekend.
Why can't Lewis be our every other weekend dad at Skankfest?
Yeah, why can't he be my dad?
One of my notes just says Jay hates Dave and Shane and Matt are not his friends.
I did enjoy it towards the end. Shane and Jay told each other that they loved each other. Mm-hmm. Guys, they're all still friends. Relax.
It's okay. They can handle it. But I guess back to the Dave not showing up thing. Jay on the bonfire said that Dave said he would be there. And then Dave was like, no, I never said that. And he had the clip like prepared of all the
oh, see, this is something else that bothered me is people are very seriously saying like he went on the bonfire and then lied, and I'm assuming they're talking about that because that was a big part of this episode of Legion of Skanks. I honestly don't think that Jay was lying. I think Jay has been doing dabs. I can never, I'm like, what word do you use? He's been like, dabbed up for every episode for the past however long.
Yeah.
So there's that, there part of it is that I think maybe he didn't, it's possible he didn't remember a couple of things super well. The other thing is Dave did say, yeah, for sure, I'll be there. Obviously, we heard that in a sarcastic tone. I did.
Yes, of course.
But in the clip, when Dave had them play this, I noticed in the clip that Jay immediately just started celebrating. And I don't think he listened. Maybe he didn't hear what Dave said right after that, like in the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think they were... like exaggerating and joking about him lying. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I didn't listen to the bonfire. Sorry.
I didn't either. Because Dan's question was, did he commit to the game or whatever? And he used the word commit. And Jay said yes. Which he didn't, but I could see under all the circumstances why Jay may have been under the impression that Dave committed to going. At some point, those words did escape Dave's mouth. Yeah, for sure, I'll be there.
But it's Dave.
I know.
Jay, you know Dave probably about as well as anybody else.
Probably as well as we do.
Right. And he was never coming.
No.
You silly, silly goose.
But it's okay. He said he's over it.
Yeah, just like we do.
It's when we're very fine.
Much not over it.
That was a note I made because I'm pretty sure he said it's fine. And I was like, I know what that means.
Yeah, he did say it's fine because I was like, everything's fine.
It's fine. We're fine.
Oh, God. Ugh. Lewis was saying something about the 2K bet being off. Was that real life or is he really not doing it now?
I didn't quite catch what Lewis said about that.
Because also I want to say I read it on Reddit. That's annoying. That it was like Shane was fishing for an apology from Jay about something that he said on the bonfire. And it had something to do with like the gun in the butt. Because they shook on a gun in the butt, didn't they?
But I don't remember if they already changed it to $1,000 before they shook on it. But initially, Shane said gun in the butt. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be 2-on-2.
Yeah.
And then they shook on it. And then they changed it to 3-on-3. After the handshake. Shane's right about that. Initially, what they shook on was 2-on-2.
Yeah.
I do think it's, I don't know. I guess Shane wasn't there all the times that they were talking about if Dave doesn't show up, who are we going to have as our third? But they've been talking about that for a while.
Did Matt and Shane even bring like a third person?
Probably. Because they were going to do 3-on-3. They talked about it on that one episode. They're like, if it's the three of them, then who would they get? And they were going to
Tommy, I
think. Tommy Pope. Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't see him there in the video. Did you watch the game?
Mm-hmm. I did. And it's silly.
The commentary was cracking me up.
None of them are good at basketball.
Oh my gosh, and Lewis and Shane almost got, you know, fist fight.
Gosh, and Shane was like worried about it. He was like, oh shit, here it comes.
Yeah. But actually today on Twitch, Lewis was talking about how he thought the whole game was gonna be silly and fun. But Matt and Shane were taking it so seriously. And I think Jay probably was too. But
did you see Jay? He was definitely taking that seriously.
But he was talking about how Shane had to tell him to stop doing jujitsu. And I was like, it should have been. I thought it was going to be silly and fun. And I was like, you should have been tickling each other like that. Like, that's what I would expect. Like, someone raises their arm to shoot, you should tickle their armpits. Like, what else are you going to do? That's how I would do it. Because people were saying on Twitter that, like, next time they should do it against someone they could actually win against, like, guys we fucked. I was like, no, it needs to be Legion of Skanks versus Skank Skanks. And if you think I'm not tickling these men every chance I get, you're out of your mind.
Grab the ball and just run away.
Or it's just you and me versus Lewis and I'm on your shoulders.
That will go perfectly. I won't stop you.
You'll run so fast.
So fast. You should see me go down the court.
If there's one thing one of your strengths has to be agility.
I'm not the clumsiest lady in the world.
It'll only get better with my weight on your shoulders.
We got this.
One really long basketball jersey. There's a hole in it for your face.
Yeah, because I gotta be able to see where I'm going. That's your belly button.
Or you don't see where you're going.
It
could be a meshy kind.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine. I can do that for sure. Set it up, Gomez. Skankfest 2022. LOS, but really just Lewis. Welcome to the podcast, LOS, but really just Lewis.
That's kind of the theme here.
But Lewis versus
us. SSP.
Come back strong.
They said Shane is a... Was it Lewis said Shane is a Twinkle Toes and Matt should be in the NBA? When I watched the game, I was like, wow, Matt looks like a ballerina out there. I mean, he really was like twirling on his toesies.
They're all awful. Not saying I'm good at basketball, because hello, but they were all awful.
No.
None of them were better than I expected them to be.
Okay, I'd agree with that statement. I was expecting Matt and Shane to be as good as they were.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was expecting Jay and Lewis to be as good as they were.
We watched the one versus one with them for the gun in the butt.
Yeah. And I know that Jay has been practicing. But
has he?
I seen it. I don't understand. I don't think any of these men have ever played basketball like on a team.
No.
Or did Matt? Maybe?
I don't know.
I feel like they discussed it and I don't remember.
Oh, actually, I think he did. I think he talked about how he's said something about being better than he was when he played like in school.
It just seemed very clear to me that like Matt and Shane, it seemed like they have actually played like on teams,
mm-hmm.
and they worked well together. And it was kind of cracking me up because of how Shane would just like walk over and go and like just stand in between Lewis and Matt. So that Matt, I'm like, what? Lewis. I don't know, guys.
Push him.
There were so many fouls.
Oh my god.
Oh. It was fun. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was silly.
Matt was being a sweetheart, like, hey, we all had fun.
And Jay's up there like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, Matt and Lewis are like, we have fun. We made money. Cracked me up that Lewis Wing got a sponsor. No one lost any money. They hung out with their friends. They got content for their podcasts.
Yeah, because they both got the recorded it, didn't they?
Yeah. Or
did they have the same video?
No. Because Paco was there. Gardini was there. They seem to have other cameras set up.
Yeah, because I just saw that Shane had posted on his story that it would be on the Patreon or something. And then...
Oh, I haven't watched their version of it. Mm-hmm. But I did see a screenshot of it on Twitter where Gardini like had like a writing. I don't know. It said that they never got a copy of Soder and O'Connor's commentary,
mm-hmm.
but it's probably in the Legion of Skanks version, so go watch that, I guess, or whatever. Like, shots fired.
Yikes. How rude of them to not give it up.
They did the woke turn thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, they made him shoot hoops. The little basketball.
Those little teeny tiny basketballs.
Oh my god, I haven't played basketball since I was like 10 or 11. I did it in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple months ago, my husband and I went to one of those like places, like a family fun thing, and they had like bowling and air hockey and laser tag, and they had the basketball thing. Mm-hmm. And I kicked my husband's ass. I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing, but I did so well at it. And then at the end, he's like, "You beat me." And I'm like, "Oh, whoops, sorry. Was I supposed?" I'm like, "Should I have let him win?"
Always.
But I lost to everything else.
Let her have something. Geez.
Yeah. Let me have basketball. Byron won the basketball thing. And then they did the parody songs, which were awful. And you couldn't hear Byron's lyrics at all because the music was too loud over it.
Yeah. But they wanted a third round. But the video was better.
And yeah, the video. Hear it. Yeah.
And they wanted a third round, so they just cheated.
They gave that one to Yusuf. Then the third one was leg wrestling, which looks so fun.
You're not leg wrestling me. You'll break my fucking legs.
God damn it. Who else am I supposed to leg wrestle with?
Lewis.
No. He'll break my hip. My old lady hip.
Exactly. My chicken legs? Absolutely not. Leg wrestling is not for me. Why do you want to hurt me?
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to flip you over. It looks so fun.
One of your kids, not like on the podcast, but like for fun later. Try it with one of your kids. Make a video of it and send it to me. Do all of them and send me videos of you kicking all their asses.
Would work very well. The one who is most B-sized is just such a sensitive girl. Yeah. She's not into that kind of stuff.
Could let her win. Just to save the drama.
God damn it. Nat, let's leg wrestle.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. I don't know if I've seen her legs.
I have. She sewed herself a skirt and then she did a twirly and we saw bottom butt cheeks. It was hot.
I do remember. And her yoga. I've seen her yoga.
Yep. So she could probably beat me. It just looks fun anyway. I don't care. Flip me over, Nat.
Wait, no. Fuck you. Don't do that.
Oh my God. Back off, Nat. I already have a girlfriend.
Jay versus Lewis, they egg wrestled.
What? I picture them fighting over an ego.
Just a waffle?
Yes. Frozen toaster waffles.
Makes sense.
Well, the whole thing was Lego my ego.
Sponsored by Kellogg's.
Yes.
Live from Skegfest. Brought to you by Kellogg's.
Shane would not leg wrestle.
He's a pussy. Who do you think Lewis would beat Shane in a leg wrestle? Probably, right? Lewis has some legs. Lewis has legs. If he has anything, it's legs.
Does snake have legs.
If I've ever seen one.
Shane has decent legs too.
Yeah. Shane's taller than Lewis, isn't he?
A little bit.
Sorry, Lewis. I forgot. You're the tallest man in the world. But like, scientifically,
yeah,
Shane's longer, right?
He's longer. I don't Lewis, think that's no. No, 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 no. If anything, Shane's taller, Lewis is longer.
Oh, that was my last note, was that the leg wrestling.
The first one,
did I say reg wrestling?
I don't think you did, but we can roll it back later. Louis, the first one was not a draw, and they bullied them into doing it again.
They did. Shane can make Louis do almost anything.
Pretty much.
Louis just wants to be Shane's friend.
I feel like I need to be there and be his advocate and be like, no, Louis, he's just doing his bully thing.
Bullying you, Gomez. It's my favorite part about Shane.
That he bullies Louis? Mm-hmm. Aww.
He's funny.
He is fun.
And the hottest comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Shane Gillis about and that. Dan Sutter. Oh, didn't we revoke his hotness?
No. I said I would if. And he cut it real close. But he. I don't know. He didn't lose it. I don't even remember what it was. I was like, if he sides with this guy. Oh. Yeah. It was Fuckface versus Ari. The slapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember now.
I can't remember his name. The ugly guy.
We'll do a whole new bracket.
Oh, so we have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we kick out the guys who've already won?
Yeah, my cannon's gonna win this one.
I don't know about that.
Who's gonna win?
Hopefully Louis.
Oh, I forgot he's never won.
Yeah.
Whoops. Maybe Louis.
And he's our biggest fan. But my cannon has never listened to this once in his life.
But he's hot. It's the hottest comedian.
He's not as he's not hotter than Louis.
Goodbye. Are you fucking retarded?
Are you?
Yeah, but you. Louis is hotter than Cannon?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No. You're welcome.
No.
Oh, that's it. Did you have more stuff to say?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bye. Stop fucking looking at me like that.
I wasn't even looking at you. I was looking at the end button on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
Psycho.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, not end meeting. Stop.